What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Labor Day weekend. Hope you guys are getting set for a great weekend. Hopefully you're not battling traffic. I think as I've gotten older, the biggest thing that I concern myself with if I've got holiday weekend plans is I am either leaving super early or I'm leaving at like 10 o'clock at night. I refuse to get caught in holiday vacation rush hour traffic. There is nothing worse. It is the bane of my existence. Bane of my existence. There are things that we all hate, right, in our routines and our day-to-day lives, our year-to-year lives. There are many things that I will put up with, right? All the crap that you have to endure when you're going to the airport. I don't mind. I never get into a bad mood if, you know, you got airport struggles or packing, waiting a long time, all the inconveniences that could come with that. But, and traffic in general, I think I've somewhat come to accept it. I find myself white-knuckling the steering wheel a lot less. And just realizing that, you know, I work in New York City and it's just going to happen. There are times, sure, where I will lose my lid, but they're few and far between now. But rush out, like holiday vacation traffic, that is, you know, the peak times, you know, when they're happening, you know, when it's going to happen. Planning around that has got to be a must. It has to be. So hopefully you are, I would assume probably in about an hour from now, it is going to be absurd. If you're going down the shore, if you're going wherever the hell else you might be going this weekend, hopefully you got your plans, the itinerary in order to avoid the peak traffic times. 888-808-1019. And if you do find yourself in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the Turnpike or on the GSP or on the LIE, well, hopefully we are making your weekend just a little bit less frustrating. All right, we'll get back to your Mets calls in just a second, but look, as the Yankees continue to beat up on the Nationals and the White Sox, you know, their schedule will get tough again next week, and we'll see maybe if they want to step up to the challenge of playing the Tigers and being able to play competent defense and being able to run the bases effectively when they play the Astros, when they play the Blue Jays, when they play the Sox again in a couple of weeks. We'll see what the Yankees look like then. But as they beat up on these mediocre teams, really the main talking point in Yankee land right now is the play of Anthony Volpe. And it's been a constant conversation really for the last year and a half. And he had his signature moment last October in the World Series, the Grand Slam in Game 4. That's something you can never take away from him. And I really do hope that Anthony Volpe's future in pinstripes goes beyond just next year. And that it is a long-lasting one. And that maybe his story isn't even being close to being written yet. But man, being sent down to AAA, it should have already happened. It's still, well, I guess it really can't happen because the minor league season ends in a couple of days, right? But it should have happened, and now that it hasn't happened, and we know how the Yankees operate. They're going to ride him until the wheels fall off, and they've kind of fallen off. Anthony Volpe on the season hitting .207 with a .668 OPS. He is amongst the worst hitters in baseball, qualified hitters. And until last night, he strolled into Chicago with a 1-for-37 streak at the plate. And just continuing to make boneheaded plays on defense, trying to make a throw behind a runner to second when it's not there, botching routine ground balls. And last night you had another one. You had another routine error by Volpe, which then leads to a walk, which then leads to a hit batter, which then leads to a game-tying grand slam in the second inning of yesterday's game. So he's continuing to hurt the Yankees every single game, every single turn throughout the lineup. Now, Volpe was, he finally showed a pulse at the plate yesterday. And you could try to get optimistic and say, well, maybe that's the turnaround, right? It was his first hit since August 19th. And he had two of them. Two of them last night. The double down the line, got on board a couple of times, stole a base. But Volpe is still very much so hurting the Yankees to the point where they gave him a couple of days off at the beginning at the end of last week or the beginning of this week and put Caballero there. And the Yankees are doing what the Yankees do. They're starting to ease him out of the lineup. And I can't imagine that come October, if Volpe is still hitting the way he has, he can't be in the lineup. He can't be in the field. He will cost you. At this point in the season, it's almost too late. Unless he gets on a magical heater here over the last month, which nothing he's done this season would give you the implication of the thought that that's going to happen, he cannot be in the lineup in October. He cannot be at shortstop. And Aaron Boone was asked last night if a stint in AAA, which, again, Rami, tell me when the AAA season ends, the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. It's got to be in the next week or so. But Aaron Boone was asked last night if a stint in AAA is out of the question. And here is what Aaron Boone told Chris Kirschner of The Athletic. Quote, first of all, he's a more productive offensive player than he gets credit for. We just hammer the struggles because on some level, there were people that anointed him and expected so much. Even though he hasn't come close to realizing what we expect and what he expects offensively, and acknowledging a few weeks this year where he struggled even defensively, he's still a frontline defensive player at a premium position that is offensively somewhat productive. I mean, just the, end quote, just the mental gymnastics of that quote from Boone is ridiculous. By the way, Rami telling me the AAA season actually goes till September 21st, so you still have 3 weeks to do this. Boone said, quote, now obviously he's had a 10-day stretch where he's gone from over a 700 OPS 4 months into the year to below. We want to send that guy down? What planet does that guy get sent down that's a shortstop? I don't know that planet. End quote. Boone also went on to say, I don't think he should be sent down. He's so much better equipped to handle this than people might imagine. I don't think he's getting banged down by this. I've never seen that out of him. Well, the play on the field, we're seeing it. We're seeing it every day. You're seeing him wave at pitches that he's nowhere close to, unproductive, uncompetitive at-bats, errors in the field, routine ground balls that he can't handle. Trying to make heady plays, throwing back behind guys at second base when it's really just he is pressing like you can't believe, and he is cratering under the pressure and under the slump. And you don't know what planet that this guy gets sent down? He can't hit the baseball right now. He is hurting this team. He is hurting a playoff team. You want to have an actual shot of rewriting the script of this season, proving everybody wrong as, oh, Yankees, they're not a threat in October. They're not a threat. Yankee baseball, right? Kick the ball around, errors, terrible base running, everything that Joe Kelly said last year. It was a total douche, Joe Kelly, but you know what? It's kind of right. Because we've continued to see the same mental mistakes. And it's come from players like Jazz Chisholm at times. But you know what? Jazz makes up for it right now with the way he's hitting lasers left and right. Volpe's not making up for it. And Volpe cannot be in the lineup in October with the way he's hitting the ball right now. And so, you know what? Let's not act like a star player, even not a star player. Let's not act like a young, promising player has ever been sent down. Let's not act like that's never happened. Let's not act like that's never happened. It's happened a couple of times this year. I was talking with Rami in the break. The Red Sox sent down one of their top prospect infielders, Christian Campbell, to AAA back in June to reset his hitting mechanics. Because he went through a stretch where he was hitting even numbers that are better than Volpe. Numbers that are better than Volpe, and they sent him down. That was one of their top prospects. And that was, by the way, after they committed to him with a huge long-term contract. 8 years, $60 million contract, less than a week into his MLB career. They sent him down. They sent him down. Anthony Volpe over the last, even you factor in the two hits last night, last 30 games, he's hitting 181 with an OPS that is under 600. Last 15, he's hitting 120 with an OPS in the 300s. That is, what other player is consistently getting time in the lineup that is putting up numbers like that? How about Josh Jung? From the Rangers, guy that was a phenom in the postseason when they won the World Series, was an all-star. He got sent down this year. He got sent down. They called him back in July, late July, so a month down in AAA. Another guy they did it to as well, Evan Carter. Like, on what planet does a guy get sent down like that? Literally, it's happened multiple times this year. With other players that have more potential, that have shown more than what Volpe has. Going back to the last two seasons now. Francisco Alvarez, another one. Right here in our own city, we saw it happen with the Mets earlier this year. So on what planet? Planet Earth.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Planet Earth, Anthony Volpe should be sent down. I like the kid. He is everything in terms of his personality that you want in a Yankee player, in a Yankee shortstop, trying to fill the impossible shoes of Derek Jeter. Kid from Jersey, Italian, plays the game hard, plays the game the right way. Never says anything wrong and still hasn't said anything wrong throughout this entire massive slump that he's gone through. At this point, and there's always the argument, you send a guy down, it might ruin his confidence. You are ruining his confidence by keeping him up every day and putting him back in the lineup. And what, you take him out of the lineup for a couple of days? That's supposed to fix weeks of toiling, weeks of terrible mechanics, terrible approach at the plate, terrible play in the field. You can still save his Yankee career by sending him down. And hell, I'd even say it's not impossible that you can save this season for him if you send him down until the end of the AAA season. Bring him back, final week of the regular season, give him a couple of starts, and if he still looks unproductive, then he's not playing in October. But the way that he's been going right now, 99% chance he is not going to turn this around. And so that is a hole in the lineup in October. That is maybe the most important position in the defense, in the field. That is a massive hole right now with an error or two, it seems like, every other game.
He's been terrible running the bases too, by the way. One thing that he was great when he came up.
Like literally all three facets of the game. He is killing this team.
And the guy who would replace him is a demon on the bases in Caballero. You have the replacement right there.
Yep. And you could play Rosario as well, who hits lefties well, at least from one side of the plate, one side of the arm. It's just, this is, you know, what a lot of Yankee fans get so fed up with this team is stuff like this.
Because they shove it down. They're not willing to admit they're wrong, whether it was Glaber at shortstop, IKF at shortstop. How about, this is a great example. You know their number one and two hitters in the lineup are every night this year? Trent Grisham and Ben Rice, who they refused to play, instead played Verdugo and Rizzo over them last year. Maybe they win the World Series if those two guys are playing every day.
Yep. Good point, Rami. It's so incredibly frustrating, man. Let's get to the phones. You guys have been dying here to get after this. Let's go 888-808-1019. Pat Boylan for Evan and Tiki here on this Fan Friday. Chris and Bayshore next up. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Listen, I think the Volpe thing is without a doubt the most fascinating storyline going down the stretch, because I don't know how long or how much rope they'll give him. But I think the Volpe story is so complicated from the moment the kid was drafted, and I don't think when he was really going bad this year, when they talked to him after the game and in these interviews, I think you can kind of tell that. I mean, it's hard to say, but I think he's fragile. I think they're afraid of mishandling him. I think that's legitimate.
They've already mishandled him, right? He should have been sent down. But it's like when you make one issue, when you make one mistake, don't compound it. The Yankees are compounding it right now. That's what's making it worse, is that he's playing poorly, he's making mistakes, and Boone is saying, no, absolutely not. No, he's great. It's not affecting him. We're going to continue to play him. Don't ask about it. Absolutely no shot. No, time off? No. Then they gave him 2 days off. Oh, being sent down? Absolutely not. At this point, I think that might be the only thing that could save his Yankees career.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I'm thinking when I say mishandle him, I think that they're afraid of the impact it would have on him, you know, either mentally or his approach. I think that's how they've handled this guy. And again, it goes back to the early days. And maybe the fact that he's coddled, maybe he can't really say he was rushed because he looked like he belonged. But at the same time, right now there's something you can't, you know, mistake it. I mean, if they're gonna let this ride out through the playoffs or however long they go, they're really taking a huge chance.
Yeah, Chris, appreciate the call. You're not kidding. Taking a huge chance. With the mistakes this team has made and the way that they have played against playoff teams this season, and more specifically, just the last couple of weeks, there's no margin for error. There's no margin for error. I mean, do I need to tell you how long it's been since they won a title? Do I need to remind you last year was the first time in 16 years they made the World Series? And, you know, you want to say, oh, you know, come the postseason, who cares? Even outside of Scooble, we're not worried about Detroit. Oh, we could beat the Blue Jays and don't have good pitching. I don't know anybody that, after the last couple of weeks, I don't know if there's many Yankee fans that even have that confidence that you can just kind of skate by to the ALCS or that you can even skate by to the World Series. Red Sox have dominated you. Astros own you. Blue Jays hit the crap out of the baseball. Red Sox, like I said, own you. And the Tigers, good luck hitting Tarek Skubal. And that's a team that, yeah, even then, you skated by the Royals, you skated by the Guardians last year, despite having a team that had some fundamental flaws. That's not happening this year. You have no margin for error. You have no margin for error. And so I think there's a way to potentially save Volpe's season. There's a way to save his Yankees career. He should have been sent down a couple of weeks ago. And there is still time to do it. There is still time to do it. And you shouldn't have to worry about the blowback. You shouldn't have to worry about, oh, we've ruined his confidence forever. No, you're actually ruining his confidence by keeping him up here. John in Maspeth next up on the Fan. Johnny, what's up, dude?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I thought I had 10-10 wins traffic update on before, man. You know, I was trying to tune in, you know. I'm like, where's Evan? Where's Tiki? Where's Sean? Where's Tommy, man?
Would you like a traffic update?
Who the hell is this jabroni on?
It's a jabroni.
Anyways, what's your name?
Pat.
Anyways, what's your name, man?
Pat what? Boyle. Welcome to the show, John.
It doesn't matter what your name is. Anyways, let me get you off.
You candy ass.
You up there, bro. Anyways, yo, Anthony Volpe, man, this dude just sucks.
What are you, John Sterling, by the way? Anthony Volpe.
This dude's nothing but a silver spoon kid, been fed nothing but a silver spoon his whole life. The FBI has got to investigate the Volpe family to see if they're extorting the Yankees. Because that's really the only goddamn reason why he's playing right now, is that they must be extorting the Yankees somehow.
Yes, John, that's absolutely the reason why, and I'm glad that you had your comedy act written down before you got on the Fan, before you got on the show here. The Rock quote was a good one. The use of the word jabroni, saying if you were listening to 10-10 wins. You know, I know you've been, you know, now you've been gone for a while, pal. I don't shine shoes no more.
That's a terrible call.
I don't shine shoes no more. But, yeah, I mean, to say he's been Silver Spoon his whole life, I think that's wildly inaccurate. You know, you want to complain about how the Yankees have handled him. You want to complain about his play. That's fine. I mean, Anthony Volpe didn't ask to be anointed the next Derek Jeter. And this kid that was a first-round draft pick because he was an animal at Delbarton High School in New Jersey. If you want to say the Yankees have stuck a silver spoon in his mouth, that's one thing. To say that his upbringing has suggested that he's been raised with a silver spoon and the Volpe family extorting it, come on. You took it too far. You took it too far. That was uncalled for. You want to complain about his play. You want to complain about how you know, he has treated, he has gone about his business in the mental aspect, and, you know, has kind of just continued to slump and crater under pressure. That's one thing. But I think Volpe's a phenomenal kid. I'm rooting like hell for him, and I really do want to see him be as productive and have as long of a Yankees career as possible. And I think that, honestly, they need to try to save him by sending him down. And that's 888-808-1019. You can also hit me up on Twitter and Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. Also, you can check me out on YouTube. WFAN YouTube stream. You know, the great folks of SNY. We're not on SNY today. Which, I mean, you're missing out on a Centurion. You're missing out on, you know, future number one prospect. I know Loogie calls himself a generational talent. If he's a generational talent, I said this on Saturday when I filled in for Joe B. I'm what Scott Boras called Soto, the Centurion, once in a century. But we are on the YouTube stream on WFAN. You can check that out. The great Anthony Gallo running that stream. He was on the air last night. He filled in on the overnight all of last week. I'm sure he's trying to get Missouri State to the college football playoff later today in his in college football, the video game that he plays. But you can check it out on the YouTube stream as well, which, by the way, to give another shout out to a member of the digital team, the great Andrew Kaplan, Cap, I love that he posted a beautiful graphic of me, you know, signaling that we're going to be on the YouTube live stream. But he also, Cap, gave me like arm sleeve tattoos, and he gave me one of those big bling chains. Was that necessary? I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I have toned down. I used to have the chain, the one hanging out, but I've toned it down since. Keep it in the shirt normally, but he threw on one of those, you know, really big bling chains and gave me dueling arm sleeve tattoos, which I do not have. So
it looks like a cartoon. It looks like an AI version of you.
Yeah, it's like an airbrush, not a caricature, but yeah, an airbrush like cartoon.
Caricature?
Caricature?
Caricature? Caricature.
No, caricature.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a caricature.
Says who?
Anybody. What are you talking about?
Caricature? We're gonna debate what the, you know, emphasis to put on the syllable here, Paulie?
Yes, we are. Caricature.
If you survey 100 people, I think the majority would say caricature.
I couldn't disagree with you more.
Caricature? I've never heard that word.
Caricature. Because what is the artist drawing? A picture of a character.
That would be a caricature. Not a caricature. It's caricature. Any other lessons, let me know. Any other advice? That one I'll tell you for free, Paulie. 888-808-1019, the number to join the show. So we're taking your calls on Anthony Volpe. We did talk about the Mets for the first hour, and as the Mets are getting ready for Jonah Tong Day, which I said he absolutely has to have his warm-up song as Let Me See That Thong and remix it to Let Me See That Tong. That tong, 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 tong. We've been, obviously, the Mets rotation has been a subject of major scrutiny with Kodai Senga not being able to get out of the fifth inning on most nights. Manaea hasn't been himself since starting the season. Peterson has been the most consistent, and even then, that's not saying much. Clay Holmes looks like he is more destined for the bullpen in October than the rotation. Let me throw a wild card into the mix here for you guys. So the Red Sox just called up one of their top prospects, Peyton Tolley. And in doing so, they released formerly one of the best pitchers in baseball. And he hasn't been there in quite a while. But I wonder if it's worth taking a flyer on for the Mets. Walker Buehler, released today by the Red Sox. Walker Buehler was at the top of his game back in 2019 when he was with the Dodgers. And even then, you know, he had a real down year, then came back in 2021, finished fourth in the Cy Young Award voting. But in the last 3 years, he has gotten progressively worse, missed all of 2023 with an injury, and this year he's got a 5.45 ERA. Can I interest David Stearns in a little Walker Buehler? What's the worst that could happen? You sign him. I mean, what would you even end up paying him for a month? A month's worth of salary? You telling me that's not worth it? Somebody get Steve Cohen. Rami, get Steve Cohen on the phone. And ask him, tell him to sign Walker Buehler. Why not? With how bad this pitching rotation has been, you've got a former Cy Young caliber pitcher on the market now for free. For free. Bring him in for five starts. Why not? Now, calling up Jonah Tong would obviously complicate that, but get Clay Holmes in the bullpen and give Walker Buehler a shot. Because sometimes all you need is a change of scenery. I mean, we see it every year at the trade deadline. Walker Buehler is a free agent right now. Free agent. And you got a lot of question marks in that starting rotation. Why not give him a crack? That's all I'm saying. That just came down in the last 45 minutes or so. All right, let's get back to your phone calls here. 888-808-1019. Tony is in Middletown, Delaware on the caricature versus caricature thing. Tony, what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to say I've never heard caricature in my life. I'm 54 years old. That's the first time. I thought you and Tiki might have went to, University of Virginia? I mean, he couldn't spell umbrage. So I'm like, what's going on here at WFAN?
So you've never heard, you say caricature.
Caricature.
Him and
you know,
everyone
the picture, it's a caricature. Yeah, character, caricature.
No, I've never heard that in my life, Tony.
Wow. Okay. Well, I just wanted to put it out there. I'm one of the 100. If you do that 100 survey, I am a caricature.
All right. Well, hey, Tony, we appreciate you checking in. Let's see what Google has to say for it.
I actually have the audio.
Okay. Go ahead, Paulie. Let's hear how Google pronounces the word.
Caricature.
Nah, that's wrong. See, that's why you can't trust AI. You can't trust AI. You can't trust
caricature.
You can't trust Google. Caricature, by the way. That's how you know it's wrong.
I'm getting texts from everyone, and I heard it out when I was walking back from the news. You're dead wrong on this. Paulie's right on this.
I don't know. Look, I'll be on an island. What's that meme of the guy that kind of looks like Abraham Lincoln, and he's standing up in front of like a crowd that's sitting down, and it's like, that's me right now.
Hey-o.
I know I'm right. It has nothing to do with, it's a character, so it's caricature. It would be a different word.
We have somebody chiming in that's a member of the show that you're hosting for right now.
Oh, who is
Sean
that?
Sean Marash has chimed in.
Who did?
Sean.
Shawnee.
Boyle is right.
Yeah, so, see?
So the dumbest person you know right. thinks
in
you're right.
In a stunning turn of events, Sean Marash agrees with you and not with Webster's Dictionary or the glue of the station. He agrees with you.
That's how you know we're right. When Shawnee and I are aligned on something, I'll take on the rest of the world. I'll debate anybody on anything. I don't care.
Caricature?
Yeah. Yeah. Those things that you get, you know, you look like an
absolute where they draw
lunatic.
The big head.
Yeah, they draw the giant head. They accentuate if you have big ears, buck teeth. Like, it's going to get blown
right,
up.
Right, they're drawing a character. It's their version of a character. Hence.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Caricature.
But it's, that's totally wrong. I'm trying to think of another example in my head. I can't think of one, but just know that you're wrong. Just know that you're wrong. Let's get to Robbie's in Lennox. Robbie, what's going on? Back me up here,
hey,
Robbie. I know that you got intelligence in that brain.
It's caricature.
Oh, come on.
Patty, I'm a portrait artist, for crying out loud.
You're a portrait artist?
Yes, amongst other things that I am. In fact, everything, man. I do everything. I'm an impressionist, I'm a portrait artist. You know, I got my radio show coming back. You know, you've been on it. You know, I'm a multi-talented guy. I just happen to live in New England, you know.
That's right. Just need the right pair of ears or eyes to see.
Well, actually, Ralphie's working on an agent for me right now. So got a chance to do some animation voice work. So I'm all excited about that. So anyway,
all right, Robbie.
Okay, so let's talk about Anthony Volpe. Let's talk about the Yankees. All right. Okay. So you can beat up on the bad team, but you can't beat the good team. So let's talk about Volpe first. Okay, Volpe needs to go down. Whether he'll go down or not, he needs to be totally reprogrammed. Now, I've heard other hosts on The Fan talk about this, specifically BT in the morning, about the fact that if Anthony Volpe was with another organization, he would actually be a different type of hitter, which he should be, okay? He's not up there to try to hit home runs. What he should be doing, if he wants to ever hit 260, is first of all, use the entire field, and second of all, he should choke up on the bat, and third of all, he should not swing so hard, okay? And he should be able to, like, look at films of, like, Derek Jeter, actually call Derek Jeter up and say, how do I actually approach this by maybe taking, you know, a little bit more, like, being patient at the plate and not trying to swing and hit home runs all the time. That's his problem, Pat. He's got to be reprogrammed, okay? That's his big problem, okay? But the biggest problem for me with Anthony Volpe, I don't care if he hits 220. You cannot have him at shortstop right now with his defense. I'm sorry. Put Caballero out there every day at this point.
Yeah.
Do you have any confidence? Do you have any confidence? If you're a Yankee fan, okay, I know you're a Cubbies fan, all right?
I'm not a Cubs fan.
Well, you used to tell me you were a Cubbies fan. All right, whatever. You used to tell me one of your favorite guys pitched for the Cubs. But anyway, that's a long story ago. But anyway, but the bottom line is that Anthony Volpe is in the most important spot, as you said, on the field, especially for defense. If his defense is great, I don't care what he hits. If he contributes a little bit, fine. I want to see him every day playing shortstop, that he can play shortstop. It doesn't matter. Mark Belanger hit 220 his whole career, for
yeah.
crying out loud, right?
Robbie.
And he made Brooksy an even better player. Right?
Yeah, Robbie, so, appreciate the call, brother. Good stuff. Happy to hear you got a lot of good stuff going on, man. And if you wanted to whore anything else out on the air, you can take the opportunity to do so. But yeah, it's he needs to be rewired. That's it. He is not going to get his confidence back up here in the big leagues. And it, look, you can convince yourself, well, hey, you got two hits last night against the White Sox. Oh, you got two hits. You know, maybe he gets two hits against the Orioles. Maybe everybody on the Yankees beats up the Twins. Volpe's back, man. He got a couple of hits. Hey, look, he was one for his last 37. He has been foundering at the plate. He has been struggling in the field. And Robbie's right. It's one thing if you can live with him underperforming at the dish. If you're actually getting the Gold Glove caliber defense that you used to get from him, you're not getting anything. You're getting nothing. You're getting sloppy defense, you're getting sloppy base running, and you are getting non-competitive at-bats. Non-competitive at-bats. He doesn't draw walks. He doesn't hit for power. He doesn't hit for contact. I mean, I guess you could say hits for power, 18 home runs, but at the expense of what? And he does steal bases when he gets on. He has never been on base. He is rarely on base over the last 2 months. So everything he's actually good at, he can't get in a position to show off. Let's go to Zach in Massapequa next up on the Fan. Zach, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, definitely agree. Volpe should probably get sent down. I'm a Mets fan. I worked with Alvarez, although his hands keep getting butchered.
Brutal how he can't catch a break, man, with the thumb. Then he gets drilled in the thumb on Wednesday night in AAA.
Yeah, I mean, it's been brutal. He can't catch a break. So I got a question for you. Where are you from?
South Plainfield, Central Jersey.
Caricature? It's caricature.
That's what I said. Caricature.
No.
Zach, you just said the word that I've been saying.
No, you're saying caricature. It's an
caricature.
Now, not it.
Say it how you think it should be said.
Caricature.
Now you're in your own head, Zach. You see, Zach's in his own head.
Caricature.
That's wrong. Zach, first of all, said, it's caricature. I was like, yeah, exactly. That's what I've been saying. He goes, no, it's caricature. No. You guys are so frazzled right now. You guys are like Volpe. You know, you made a mistake. It's okay. But now you're letting that issue compound. Now you're letting those mistakes compound. So I guess, hey, somebody's got to be right. Pat Boyle's right. We'll continue to maybe dish out lessons on the English language when we come back. And your phone calls, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. I do want to get to what I teased last segment. Yankees are going to have to choose one or the other in the offseason. I'll let you know what I'm talking about. And we'll get back to your phone calls. Volpe, Yankees, Mets. It's Pat Boyle and for Evan and Tiki here on this Summer Friday, right here on the Fan. You get flashed on the Coldplay Jumbotron. And, you know, you get caught red-handed. Like a little kid that gets caught with the hand in the cookie jar, and then, like, you make it worse. You tip the cookie jar over, your face gets all red. Again, never would I solicit advice, never would I give out advice to commit adultery. But if you're gonna do it, maybe be a little bit more discreet. Maybe don't go to a Coldplay concert in the first place. And when you end up on the Jumbotron, I don't know, have a little feel. Act like you've been there before. Either way, life lessons for Pat Boyle. And English lessons as well. Caricature, not caricature. Welcome back to The Fan. I'm filling in for Evan and Tiki here on this final Summer Friday. Phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Let's just rip some of your phone calls here over the next couple of minutes because you guys have done a great job of heating up the phone lines. Let's go, Eric Wyckoff, next up on The Fan. Eric, what's up, man?
Yeah, Eric Millsdale. The reason why I'm calling real quick is with Boone, especially the last 2 years, the Yankees are in the playoffs, it's the Astros and the Dodgers. You know, there's moves he made that were very dubious. Do you remember Nestor Cortez in the first inning?
How could I forget? Game one of the World Series.
Yeah, the last inning, I should say. He hadn't pitched in 6 weeks. And before that, he took Cole out after 80 pitches with a 1-0 lead and a one walk. And then and one more that people forget is that it was a one-run game going to the eighth inning, and Holmes just got out of trouble in the seventh. And he takes out Holmes, puts in Conley, and Conley lets up the one-run lead. And even going back to the Astros, where he took out Cole and put in Trevino, it was a 2-0 game, first and third, one out, seventh inning, takes out Cole, and he puts in Trevino, and then they get beat, though, you know?
Yeah, Eric, I appreciate the call, man. As much as I'd love to hash up mistakes from 2024 and years past, look, Boone, I don't think, has necessarily ever had the moniker of excellent bullpen manager. But even then, that's, you know, some of that stuff I try not to get bogged down in because there are so many right decisions that Aaron Boone has made over the past six seasons that he doesn't get credit for. And honestly, I guess you can label me as a Boone defender. I don't think I'll ever get to the heights. I aspire to be as much of a Boone defender and Brian Cashman defender as Chris McMonagle. I don't know if I'll ever get to C-Mac levels. I would aspire to. I mean, honestly, it's impressive. But what I have an issue with Aaron Boone over these last couple of months and this season, whereas honestly, I have never been one to say Boone needs to be fired, get rid of Boone, get rid of Cashman. If George could see this now, like I'm not in that camp, but I'm kind of getting there because the thing that has frustrated me the most, all those defensive that inning that ruined the season last year, that did them in the World Series, that fifth inning in Game 5, and then how we saw some of those defensive mistakes, those base running mistakes, you have seen, like, that's become the norm. That has become the Yankees' identity. And whether that's fair or not to Aaron Boone, you want to talk about accountability or a lack of accountability, you want to talk about focus. When the Yankees have kind of made it part of their identity that they won't run the bases well, they're going to make stupid mistakes in the field to the point where the Yankees were like eighth in fielding percentage just a month and a half ago, and now they're among the worst five teams. How bad the defense has gotten just over the last couple of weeks, all the mental miscues. Like, that's starting to become their identity. That's starting to become part of the fabric of an Aaron Boone-managed team. That's the biggest issue I've had with Aaron Boone as a manager. It's not, oh, well, he brought in this guy, he didn't bring in that guy. Well, he pitched this guy. Oh, he pinch hit this guy, but he should have pinch hit that guy. That's the big thing I have an issue with, is just the mental mistakes that this team has become, you know, sort of known for now.
The Yankees are a joke.
Who was that? Was that Moose?
That's C-Mac.
Oh, that's C-Mac? Wow, that must be AI. C-Mac would never say that.
The Yankees are a laughingstock.
Chris McMonagle would never say that.
Cashman is a gangster.
There you go. That's more like it. That's the real C-Mac. Really quickly, let's get Mike and Vernon, New Jersey, next up on the Fan. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Good. Hey, yeah, your caricature is a misspelling of curature. So you are right.
Thank you. Now you said it's a misspelling of...
Right. It's often misspelled for caricature.
Mike, I don't know if you're getting the word right either.
No, he can't. That's it. You're looking too much into it, Mike.
I can't say the word, but you're right.
Caricature.
Caricature. It's usually misspelled by caricature.
Thank you, Mike. See, somebody finally with some sense in their head calls up. Paul, what were you saying?
That's it. He's trying to talk himself into it now because he knows that he's wrong. It's caricature.
No, it's not.
It has nothing to do with an accent.
By the way, character, which is the point I think he was trying to make, character is spelled C-H-A-R. That's how it's A-C-T-E-R.
Agreed.
And caricature does not have the H.
Just so how could you
say that the word is rooting from character when it doesn't have an H?
Not the origin of the word. The basis of the word is rooting from a character.
And we just take the L on this.
Yeah, as BT said, just take the L on this.
I think he was telling you to take the L.
No shot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.